lot of the issues that they were having were coming from vendors. So, for example, over 50% of their case delays were related to vendors being late with their trays, not having them available in time, not having them turned in time, or could have also had been due to bioburden found on those trays, which I think a lot of your guests on this podcast have spoken to this in the past also. A lot of times those ortho and spine trays are amongst the most complex that they have to deal with.
From the basement to the boardroom, from ideas to innovation, you are listening to the Beyond Clean podcast, the central nexus for the people, processes, and products that are pushing the sterile processing industry forward. Each week, you will encounter diverse perspectives from subject matter experts across the country and around the globe. Frontline technicians, CEOs, engineers, and entrepreneurs, with a common goal to help you fight dirty every instrument, every time. Whether you are tuning in for education or inspiration, we are glad you are here. Now, turn on those washers and turn up the volume. It's time to go beyond clean.
On this Vendor Spotlight, we speak with Chris Stewart, CEO, and Jeff Wirtz, VP of Business Development with Sergio Health. Chris has close to 20 years of healthcare management experience with an affinity to improve healthcare delivery through the development and implementation of innovative solutions that solve real problems and result in improved efficiencies, reduction of unnecessary financial and clinical variation, and better patient outcomes. Previously, Chris was the Assistant Vice President and Business Unit Leader for HPG HCA. He has presented at numerous healthcare forums on topics that include disruptive innovation, physician engagement, shifting reimbursement models, and the future of supply chain delivery. And Jeff Wirtz brings 10 years of experience in healthcare with both medical devices and software. And this vendor-managed inventory piece, Hank, is just such an area of opportunity for improvement, and specifically around data and analytics, and getting all of the stakeholders in this, and there's a lot of them, all aligned on patient safety.
Yeah, Justin, you use the word opportunity, I think, in the words of many a sterile processing manager, all the way up to the surgeon themselves. They may describe the typical process as frustrating. Either way, a solution and technology that could solve those frustrations and hardwire patient safety across the continuum of care, those are the kinds of technologies and solutions that all of these stakeholders, I think, will be very interested in hearing about and learning about on today's Spotlight.
You're listening to Beyond Clean, the global voice of sterile processing.
Joining us now is Chris Stewart, CEO, and Jeff Wirtz, VP of Business Development at Sergio Health. So we'll start with Chris. Thanks a lot for joining us for this episode.
Thanks, Justin. Appreciate it. Appreciate your time.
And Jeff, you as well. I know you've reached out. We've had a lot of good discussions about the state of the industry. Welcome to the show.
Happy to be here.
So let's start with an overview of Sergio Health and let the listeners know what you're all about. So maybe Chris, you can take that one and talk about the company and its background.
Thanks, Justin. So I'll start at a high level. Sergio Health is a surgical logistics and instrument tracking software company with a suite of products that are SPD-focused solutions that help improve quality, mitigate risk, and ultimately lower costs. We do that through our digital process governance. That's obviously at a high-level perspective.
So Chris, let's talk about the actual design of this technology. Can you walk us through what that looked like, getting this idea off the ground?
Yeah, so I look at perspectives, and the Sergio team collectively has a lot of healthcare experience in many different fields, consisting of OR, supply chain, orthopedic vendors, hospital administration. And with that vast experience comes many different perspectives, which collectively has helped us craft a solution for what we believe is a real-time problem that exists in the industry today. So we needed a simple yet modern solution that can be integrated seamlessly. And when we started building the pieces and putting them together, we worked directly with the SPD and OR teams to build out our product. So we had a really good idea of what we wanted to build. We knew what the problem was. We know what we wanted to solve. But instead of doing it, you know, in a vacuum, us as a Sergio team, we wanted to reach out and work directly with the SPD folks, work with the hospitals, understand problems, how to solve them, how to become more efficient. And obviously we're a software company. And so that build, it took some time and effort, but everyone's voice was heard. And we put together a suite of products that certainly do address the problems in the industry.
I'm curious on this collaboration with the end users, which, by the way, I mean, that's how every product and technology should be developed. Did you have any surprises in those early conversations as you're bringing this idea to life again and speaking with the folks in the field? Anything that really jumped out, you know, that you didn't know walking into this?
I will tell you, and Jeff can probably support me, we weren't prepared for just how broken the system was. And I'm not just speaking from a single facility, but as a group of facilities, and we're fortunate with partnering early with a large IDN. So we had multiple facilities, multiple subject matter experts and thought leaders. But when we got down to looking at how to actually put this down and build from a digital governance perspective, how many features were necessary, and for us, obviously, to peel back the onion and really understand what is causing these issues, because we know that OR is a chaotic department. We know SPD is a chaotic department. So how do we create and solve a solution that mitigates this chaos? Or at least if we were to manage process, how do you manage process effectively? How do we give the SPD technicians, the managers, the OR folks, a tool, a software that they can follow that will basically mitigate any mistakes that are made during a chaotic environment? And then you add the layer of the vendor chaos, which the vendor's delivering last minute loaner trays, and the departments aren't aware of what's coming in. And so every facility that we worked with all had these problems. So we had to look for common ground and obviously build a solution for the industry and not necessarily build a solution for a particular facility. So there was a lot of collaboration, a lot of work and effort went into building, collaborating, building features, what was most important, what could we work on later. And like I said, we're very fortunate because with my background at Health Trust, I would have companies come in and pitch us solutions all the time, but they thought that they were solving problems when in reality, when we had 1,600 acute care facilities, that is not what we were hearing from our hospital partners. And we didn't want to make that mistake with Sergio Health. We wanted to go in and collaborate on the front end, and we're very fortunate to do that.
Well, I really do love the fact that you engaged users on both sides of the table. I mean, that's unique. I know, Hank, you just said it's really great. I think every product should be built that way. But this solution really touches a lot of different folks. It touches vendors, it touches SPD, it touches OR and clinical staff. So getting everybody's input and having a great partner that was going to help you roll that out and get that feedback is so essential to bringing something new to the market. And I think you just told us why the company exists after what the company is about. But I know today we're going to talk specifically about one of your solutions, which is Sergio Vendor. And so, Jeff, now over to you. In that vendor managed inventory category, can you go into greater detail, even from that perspective of the vendor, that you felt these are the things that really need to be improved upon today?
Absolutely. And this is really one of the core reasons that I got out of just being a medical device rep, was being down in SPD at one point with trauma trays that I had just gotten inside and taken up into the OR really quickly and planted these devices into a patient. And there was all this paper tracking, handwritten items, and I'm sitting there with my phone and laptop, and I'm like, this is just crazy that we don't have a better system for this in place. I think at the time it was still even just like 2014. But really looking at where a lot of the issues were arising for our partner system and evaluating their data and knowing that they had a lot of broken process between different facilities and between different systems, a lot of the issues that they were having were coming from vendors. So over 50% of their case delays were related to vendors being late with their trays, not having them available in time, not having them turned in time, or could have also had been due to bioburden found on those trays, which I think a lot of your guests on this podcast have spoken to this in the past also. A lot of times those ortho and spine trays are amongst the most complex that they have to deal with, and they're not familiar with, you know, which ones are cannulated, which ones aren't. So this presents a really unique challenge in how you manage vendors, because each facility is a little bit different in how much involvement that your vendors might have. So Hank, I'm sure you had different vendors that you appreciated what they were doing and you trusted them to do their part as much as possible. And you know, if they said a tray was good to go, you take their word a little bit more in that instance. And a lot of sites, I think, are like that. So we really look at the vendor module as a place where we could have a quick impact with minimal disruption to SPD. So we really focused on making it simple for all the users, so there's value for everyone. I mean, we'll go through that here in a little bit, but really making sure that it's a solution that's designed for each end user.
So Jeff, Chris had mentioned earlier about the chaos that confronts these departments. And I know, speaking from the management perspective in sterile processing, the chaos in sterile processing at 6 o'clock in the morning prior to first case starts, particularly surrounding these loaner tray, vendor tray workflows, it's so thick, it's in the air sometimes. You know, you don't have to ask by the look on people's faces that we're having challenges with these vendor trays. And I'm wondering if you could speak from the vendor perspective, what that looks like as vendors are coming in to prepare for these first cases. And, you know, many times the trays are not done, or to your previous point, the trays are done, but they're dirty.
Yeah. Those are the worst mornings for everyone, really. I've certainly walked into that smog from the chaos there. So I think a lot of the challenges end up arising with a lot of lack of consistent process. So from the vendor's perspective, they might hear about the case from the surgical coordinator for that department. They might have heard about it from the surgeon. They might have heard about it from the case scheduler at the surgeon's office, or maybe it was a hospital, or maybe SPD runs it. Every place runs a little bit different. And from a vendor's perspective, that's kind of part of the art of what they're doing on their day to day. And really, once they get in there, even after they've dropped off a tray, you're not 100% certain that that tray actually got processed. So there's a lot of question marks even after you or a courier dropped off those trays. So we really wanted to build this system to take that into account and make sure that we're giving feedback for the vendors and for the hospital, and make a clear, consistent process where it creates more alignment for the vendors, for the SPD to know that they have these things coming in, for the OR to be able to go in and see all these trays are scheduled to be coming in, and just really line up that communication so that everybody's more comfortable in the morning. A lot of the issues arise because there's lack of consistent expectations from each facility. And that was what Chris was kind of alluding to earlier, with each facility having a different process. It's very difficult for the vendors to get that down. So what we did with the hospitals that we're in is really make sure that each system is the same. They get access to the scheduling, the actual interface with the OR schedule, and they can link their case up with it, let the SPD know how many trays are actually going to be dropping off. And then when they drop off, they're documenting what is actually being dropped off. And then on the back end of all of that, we're providing the data. And I think a lot of the alignment issues that arise between the OR, the SPD, and the surgeon and the vendor arise because there's not a clear understanding of who did what. So we really put a lot of emphasis on capturing the data and then making it into actionable, accessible information.
You just said one of my favorite words there, Jeff, data, right? And you said feedback too, but data is even more one of my favorite words, because to that point, without the data, we cannot improve the process. No matter what happens, you know, it can be a horrible day on Monday, but if we don't have feedback and data on why it was so horrible and what broke, there's no way to fix it. And that's such a critical piece, right, to the larger puzzle of how patient safety flows out of sterile processing. And I think to make that effective, you have to have data coming into sterile processing. And that's one of the biggest things that has been missing in these types of workflows.
One of the things that we've seen with Sergio in the hospitals that we're in is that the system helps alleviate the pressure, and it tends to help with the culture between the OR and the SPD. We know that if there's a high pressure mixed with a chaotic environment, and you've got the physician that's waiting for the case to start, you've got a patient potentially incubated on the table, and then you're waiting on trays, and added communication, visibility, data alleviates the pressure, but it also helps with the culture between the departments. And we see that as a huge benefit with anything that provides the communication and visibility into things that lead to the toxic culture of not knowing what's going on, who's communicating with who, and so many different stakeholders.
All right, so let's start talking about your product, Sergio Vendor, and how you're really going to address that and have an impact on that patient safety, like Hank just said. There's three areas where your solution provides value, right? It's to the vendor, it's the supplier, and the GPO partners. By lowering costs, reducing risk, and improving quality, why don't we start with that lower cost aspect? Can you talk about it from all these different perspectives? Because I think that does make your solution very unique.
Absolutely. One of the metrics that I alluded to earlier was looking at case delays. You know, we look at that as obviously the per minute charge in the OR waiting on trays, making them available as a significant expense. We look at minimizing lost instrument spend, also looking at how much time is spent on dirty instruments coming into the facilities and how much time the SPD staff has to clean trays that should theoretically be clean on their way in. We know from our data to this point that happens a lot more often than I think a lot of people would like to admit. So it's really important that we first identify and then measure these types of bottlenecks so we can better understand their associated costs. And in the past, it would have been really difficult to quantify those challenges and then convey to leadership. And then obviously the other part with the end goal being lowering the surgical site infections.
Jeff, I would want to add reducing unnecessary variation. From my background in supply chain and working with the folks in the hospital partners that we have is looking at the number of trays being utilized in surgery and the number of vendor trays, whether it's consigned vendor trays or loaner vendor trays, you know, having visibility into the total number and then looking at it across, let's say, primary hip or primary knee procedure where we can come up with an average number of trays. And so one of the biggest areas of focus for supply chain is eliminating that unnecessary variation where one physician would typically have 9 trays, but only 3 of them were being utilized and the rest were just backup, at least from a vendor side. And how do you manage that effectively? Because you want to lower the utilization of unnecessary trays, which is it's a soft cost, but in reality, it will help with the overall efficiency of the departments.
It doesn't feel soft when you're the manager or when you're the sterile processing technician processing extra trays that you know are not going to be used or, you know, where there's opportunity to optimize. Even as a technician, you know, we see this sometimes outside of the data and without the data to argue it effectively. But we know just from experience in DECANTAM every Monday morning that half of these trays were not used or, you know, cases were canceled or what have you. And so, again, and anytime we have the ability to leverage data, in this case, to reduce cost, it's a major win for just equipping sterile processing managers and directors with the tools they need to make arguments up the chain of command in their facility. And I wanted to, you know, maybe pitch this one back to you, Chris, on the topic of risk, because we mentioned the cost associated with the dirty trays, but there's also a risk that's associated with the dirty trays, with late trays, incomplete trays, delayed cases. A host of things can fall into this category, but how does this solution actually change that risk factor?
Yeah, that's a great question. And I think it's having the data to understand what the risk is initially. And the risk can be a huge patient safety concern. Just this year, ECRI released their top 10 patient safety concerns. And in that was device cleaning, disinfection, and sterilization. So the CDC statistic where they acknowledge that sterile processing failures can lead to surgical site infections, which have a 3% mortality rate and an associated annual cost of $3.3 billion. So I know Sergio Health can digitally govern the interdepartmental process and workflow, which mitigates process breakdown. So in a chaotic environment between surgery and SPD, having some sort of governance to assist with that and hopefully decrease the patient safety concerns.
So adding to that, I'd say also just making sure that the people are following the correct steps throughout the process. So, you know, allowing the SPD staff to know when they are going through and, you know, scanning a tray and checking it in through our process, they're able to understand that on the back end, this information is being collected. They are able to know that the QA that they're doing, the quality assurance, is actually taking place. It reinforces that action of what they're doing, that it's being measured and utilized to demonstrate their overall performance.
Yeah, I wanted to add, Jeff, that one of the features that we have with Sergio Vendor is the attestation for vendors when they bring in a tray, that they have to attest that the tray that they're bringing in, a learner tray that they're bringing in, is clean and bioburden free.
I don't know if y'all saw the recent headline that came out of Seattle, I believe, or at least the West Coast, with the $10.2 million lawsuit from the Major League Soccer player that got an infection after an orthopedic procedure. And in that lawsuit, he's claiming issues with the sterilization practices of the surgery center that was used for his procedure. So this risk topic, you know, flows back into, as I said before, the cost topic, because those lawsuits are not cheap. And then, you know, flowing back into this, you know, understanding that there is a patient at the other end of the process, both for the sterile processing team and the operating team, but also for the vendor. You know, they know that these trays are coming in and they're going to touch somebody, they're going to be implanted into somebody. And so having that extra layer of responsibility placed, you know, firmly on their shoulders, I think is a move in the right direction.
And it's kind of making sure that's on everybody. So, you know, one of the unique things of our platform is that it gives both sides of it. To Chris's point, the vendors are able to go in and attest that they've dropped it off clean. And then on the back end of that, you have the staff that's actually able to do the same exact thing. So it's making sure that everyone is aligned in that, and reviewing each other's work is the important piece, and not just taking someone at their word. It's trust, but verify.
All right, that's great. And when we talk about quality, it's one thing to say that your solution is going to improve the quality that's delivered at the facility, but it's another thing to be able to show it. And that's where transparency really comes into play. Can you talk about how you measure and show that quality improvement in your solution?
Yeah, this is the part that I'm really excited about, is how much reporting that we have available on a monthly basis to SPD leaders. We're having new ones come out with that are directed towards the vendors so they can see their own performance and how well they're performing with what the hospitals are asking of them, and kind of a more true vendor score as compared to, you know, just like a rep track score is something that I was always familiar with that didn't really represent what I was doing. But looking at the metrics that we're able to evaluate, things such as dropping off on time, how many instrument trays may or may not have been dirty. Those are all really relevant to my day-to-day as I was a vendor. It's difficult to argue that those aren't representative of how I'm working with a facility. And it really eliminates a lot of the ambiguity around, you know, if a tray was late, I can go up into the OR and just say that SPD screwed something up and no one's the wiser. But this data really helps ensure that everyone's getting the correct story as it actually happened. And Chris can speak to it better than anyone when it comes to how you change behavior and get alignment with surgeons, is really through a lot of that data.
Yeah, we are very excited about data. It's one of my biggest passions at Health Trust. We provided physician cost profiles, and one of the things that I learned very quickly is that your information has to be accurate and you have to be transparent with the information. So with the information that we're getting, and there's a ton of it, and how we scrub it and how we cleanse it and how we deliver it so that the stakeholders can use it, obviously information to actionable data is where we think we do a great job and where we can help SPD illustrate the information to the hospital administrators, to the physicians. I know that at the hospitals that we're in, the surgeons that are performing these critical orthopedic and spine surgeries know all the details, like what caused case delays, was it a vendor tray, who was that on, and, you know, there's a tight relationship between the physician and the rep. Historically, I think we're going to see a shift in that post-COVID-19, where physicians are going to work very closely with the facilities, and the facilities can share the information, but you need a technology to get that information. So illustrating that is key. It's so critical to the operations. It's so critical to the patient, and patient safety starts in SPD.
All right. So it's one thing for us to hear you talk about it. It's another thing to hear from one of your customers. And I know you said you had a great partner that really helped develop this from the perspective of the end users, both a facility and a hospital system and also the vendors. But we're going to go to Chris Allen. And this is a quote that came from an article on OrthoSpine News. And Chris is a sterile processing manager of Centura St. Francis Medical Center in Colorado Springs, Colorado. And in the article, he says, discovering the origin of the problem is made easier with this software. Who was late? Why? And is there a pattern? These are all things that can be teased out with this software. Are our vendors being lazy, or is our hospital policy unrealistic? Are there breakdowns in late add-on communication between the surgeon office, hospital schedulers, vendors, and SPD? All of these are questions we are now able to evaluate and improve with the data rather than anecdotal evidence. And boy, all of those stakeholders that are described in that quote from Chris really does paint that chaotic environment and all the unique challenges and factors that you described. But to hear Chris say, this has really worked to give us something that's actionable that can help us tease out where the issues are. Boy, I can only imagine how much more quickly those process improvements are getting put into place. Jeff, any thoughts on that?
Yeah, and that's really been one of our keys that we've focused on, is making sure that, you know, we can quickly get in and make an impact overall. So talked about it a little bit earlier, making sure that it's minimal disruption to implement something that could be implemented really quickly and also can layer on top of or in addition to if you already have an instrument tracking system in place for all of your other instruments, can work in conjunction with that. And that's actually, you know, when we developed it, that's what we had to work through initially at a lot of the facilities that we were working in. So it works in conjunction with those and actually provides a lot more flexibility than too if the vendors have a lot of consigned inventory, which is something, you know, we've been talking a lot about loaners, but the vendors can also manage and do some of their own quality assurance for their own trays, because a lot of facilities still rely on the vendors to reset them. I know myself as a trauma rep, I always made sure that I reviewed my sets before they went through, because ultimately it's the person in the room that gets the blame if those trays are dirty. And I held myself accountable for that. So this gives the opportunity to involve the vendors a little bit more in that process, get data around that as well.
So you're making the vendors' lives easier, but here's an area, is all of that scheduling. I mean, you want to talk about an area for miscommunication. And I know we just talked about it with Chris's quote and, you know, did the surgeon's office, is everything all aligned? How did you make vendors' lives additionally easier based on your experiences?
You know, in addition to the access to that schedule, I think a lot of reps will understand out there that they probably go to the hospitals just to get the schedule in the first place. And this takes that issue out of there, obviously. But it also, if you link it up with their EHR system, it not only helps the hospital get a lot more enriched data around what you're bringing the trays in for, but it also gives me as a vendor notifications if the case cancels, if it gets rescheduled. So, you know, if you have an hour drive to a facility and showing up, nothing's worse than walking in and finding out that it got delayed or canceled. In addition to that, the photographs that we take when you're dropping them off each time is a requirement. And then sometimes it can be a little bit inconvenient at times, but I know from my experience dropping off trays that they change from the trunk of the car to the actual drop-off area. And even if it's not me delivering it, that's especially when it's helpful. I've had experiences happen where the courier dropped off the wrong tray for the procedure, and you don't find out about that until you're in the OR about to start the case. And you oftentimes end up missing that case because of it. You're able to go in, see the chain of custody through that, see the photographs of what was dropped off. And then on the back end, you have the opportunity to identify if you've had any missing items from that tray. So you have the photograph that shows how many instruments were in there in real time. And it helps validate that this was dropped off when I dropped it off, and you can get the reimbursement as needed. And then lastly, just making sure that it's simple for how the vendors use it. So So there's little features in there of being able to have surgeon preferences so you can schedule things really quickly from your phone.
I'll tell you what, we're going to go to Chris next, but that whole rescheduling and the ease of use, I don't think people always think about the vendor's perspective, right? The vendor bills the hospital, and so they have that role. And so sometimes it's like they just kind of have to put up with it. It's part of the job. But I will tell you, having been a vendor, and I've been a clinician as well, maybe not an SPD, but I know the healthcare perspective. And I will tell you, from the vendor perspective, it's a rat race. You're running around, you're driving all over the place. So coordinating scheduling is something that's usually happening between 9 and 11 o'clock at night so that you can go to bed and wake up in the morning and not be a mess the next day. So let's go over to Chris. I want to talk about hospital administrators, and I want to know how our listeners can start talking to leadership in their facilities about where the benefits are outside of the day-to-day. So how can they show administrators the benefits of putting in a solution like this?
Absolutely. That's where the data reporting comes into play, because a lot of the hospital administrators, it's death by a thousand numbers, right? They're all looking at these disparate systems. They've got different reporting for anything. So instead of Surgio providing another report that probably won't get looked at, it's like, how do we take this information and plug it into their BI reporting so that they understand how critical the work and effort of the SPD folks, the information that can lead to actionable change. You know, obviously there's a cost savings there. There's mitigating risk and alignment and efficiency play. But it's really getting all of the great work that the SPD teams are doing on a daily basis and a monthly basis, get that reporting to the administrators to illustrate the efforts, right? The risk that the CFO sees every day, could I get sued today because there's a surgical site infection? But, you know, how do you manage that effectively? So you got to get that information to the right folks. And it's not providing another dashboard. It's how we integrate into their BI reporting. So we've seen that. And then obviously the vendor performance piece is critical also, because hospitals want to partner with the right vendors. And a lot of the times policy enforcement and management is unknown. Like a lot of vendors, they might have signed off on what the policy was, but without reading and knowing that the vendor hits up multiple facilities in a day, and might not know what this IDN's policy or this hospital's policy versus someone else's policy and when their drop-off is. So just that communication pathway using Surgio has really helped with the vendors understanding what policy and the expectation and the hospitals enforcing it and truly identifying their true supplier partners in this. So yeah, we do a lot with data and reporting and making sure that SPD can look good in front of their hospital administration.
Speaking of looking good, not only looking good to administrators, which is a huge challenge, right, for department managers who are competing with other departments for everything from capital to staffing. There is a measure. It's a competitive atmosphere, even within departments. There's only the pie is so big. And so it behooves these departments to make a case for how they are improving, how they're saving money, how they're satisfying their customers in the OR, and particularly the surgeons themselves. And as we've brought up a number of times, the key to that is data. And so I've been listening through this conversation thinking this is the kind of thing that would make a terrific backbone for a sterile processing newsletter that actually we've talked about before on the podcast, for how to create one of those and communicate. And it's so important to be communicating, but then also to have information to communicate, both preemptively, like, hey, we're making these changes and this is what we're going to try to do, but then follow up with ongoing data to say, this is how we have improved this process, and these are the outcomes, and this is the buy-in, and even down to the level of surgeon satisfaction. You know, 6 months ago, this is what surgeons thought about their service level from sterile processing, and this is what they think now. And it sounds like this is the kind of technology that would equip these departments to have those types of conversations.
I think you're right on track there. One of the things that we've seen in the hospitals that we're at, and like you said, it's a competitive environment, not only from physician satisfaction at the hospital, but for the administrators trying to attract new physicians to their hospitals, right? We know that it's highly competitive between systems in a geographic area. So attracting surgeons is a critical component to a lot of hospital administrators. And we've even had the hospitals that are doing physician onboarding use Surgio in the physician onboarding onboarding to share with those physicians how the hospital has invested in bringing some of this insight, protecting some of that digital governance and providing the information to them so they know that process is being followed and, you know, there's that patient satisfaction, physician satisfaction. So super excited about where we're going and the opportunities ahead of us.
I just love how the solution gets everybody in alignment. So often, everybody gets siloed in their role and just trying to make it through the day. And what this does is the transparency piece, but also really just make sure that it's transparent to all parties so that it's a coordinated effort. And so now we're going to tell the listeners how they can learn more. First off, they can follow you on LinkedIn. So search for Sergio Health on LinkedIn, give them a follow, and then also a dedicated landing page with additional information about Sergio Vendor is at sergio.com/beyondclean. So a specific landing page for this vendor spotlight here on Beyond Clean. Again, Sergio, sergio.com/beyondclean. Chris, Jeff, you both did a great job. Really appreciate you coming on to the show. Excited to see what you are building for the future.
Thank you, Justin and Hank. It's been a pleasure. Thanks for your time.
Thanks, Justin. Thanks, Hank. It's been a blast. Looking forward to hearing from some of the listeners.
That was Chris Stewart and Jeff Wirtz from Sergio Health. And Hank, I know we talked about it in the intro and the importance of getting all of these different voices that are involved in this aspect of surgical services all on the same page. But even that scheduling piece, I know it sounds so simple and that's really only coming from one perspective, which is the vendor's perspective. But there's nothing worse, like Jeff described, showing up, being ready, structuring your whole day around a case and then finding out it's canceled and not being notified for reschedules. And all of us, I think, when we have last minute adjustments to the calendar, it's hard to be flexible. You know, it comes with a job, but it's not always easy. And I can see where this solution is going to make everybody happier because it's got something for everyone in the perspective of how they're going to do these loaner and consignment tray cases on a regular basis.
And honestly, I think it comes to communication. So you talked about scheduling, and I would put that in the category of communication and all the parties and stakeholders that need to be communicated to, but not only for when and where, but also for that feedback piece, that data piece that came back again and again and again, and communicating the quality data and the compliance data, not only to sterile processing, but then giving sterile processing the tools to share that data up the chain to administrators. And I think, you know, the biggest takeaway for some of these managers out there is that aha moment of, I will finally have the ability to explain why these cases are being delayed or to explain how we have succeeded in reducing the SSI rates in this particular service line. That's where the real magic happens. And I think that's where a lot of the excitement is going to come out of this particular solution for facilities that implement it.
All right, I'd like to remind everybody that you can follow Sergio on LinkedIn and go to their very special landing page specific to this podcast to get more information, sergio.com/beyondclean. That's sergio.com/beyondclean. And that is going to do it for this vendor spotlight. As a reminder, you can help support Beyond Clean by subscribing on iTunes, Stitcher, Google Play, and Spotify. And you can also download our brand new smartphone application. Just search for it on iTunes and Android. We'd certainly appreciate a rating and review for the episode and the new apps because your feedback is important to the show. And if you have any topics that you'd like us to cover on a future episode, just send an email to info@beyondclean.net. Thank you for listening to this vendor spotlight on Beyond Clean.